In Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers, Gladwell made it a point of duty to convince the reader that it is not correct for a person to attribute their success to only one person's effort. At least there are invariably what Gladwell calls beneficiaries of hidden advantages, extraordinary opportunities, and cultural legacies. What this simply means, okay, is that nobody really makes it only by themselves. Even when they try hard to make you believe that they did, there are really no self-made successes. In the book, Malcolm Gladwell helps the reader to see how much society overlooks the role played by a group of people in determining the success of a person. There are a lot to glean out of Gladwell's postulation. I welcome you to Made for More with OAG, the platform where we have conversations that help create a peaceful future for people. And we'll be continuing the conversation on Made to Innovate, ideas that change the world. Just now about Gladwell's statement, talking about how society generally is involved in how ideas come to fruition, how people execute ideas and create success. It's really about how things form. We started looking at where ideas come from, and we saw how people get ideas from existing frameworks, things that are already working, the way of life already around, interactions with people, community, and the rest of that, which we saw. If you missed the last episode, please go back to listen to Made to Innovate, how ideas, the ideas that change the world, and you get to see in detail what we're talking about. And Gladwell talked about how our social interactions contribute to the successes that people create. It's a very good thought to consider. So we would go in to look at a few more examples from a practical perspective. It is very important that we consider the role people play in how our ideas get to create impact. We need to test ideas when they come up. It's very important to test your ideas in your relationship with people. Interact with people, try divergent views. Compare your ideas with other people's views, and do not be afraid of trying divergent views or opinions, things different from your idea. It will be also very good to keep your ideas simple. Do not complicate them. If you create too much complexities around the things you do, it would have very minimal impact. Keep it plain and simple. Start executing it early. Think outside the box. Plain and simple, think about people. Think about people. People are the most vital part of what you do. And one very important principle that explains this is the principle of design thinking. Design thinking, really very, very important. So we're talking about how the place people have, the role people play in helping ideas get better. And it's very important to see that ideas ought to be tested. Part of the reasons why it is very important to engage in conversations with people is so that ideas get tested. As you interact and share ideas, they become better. And it means that you should not be afraid of divergent views of people. I like diversity. I don't only have conversations with people who have the same views as me. It's good to engage people and have other ideas from them. Keep your ideas simple as well. Keep it simple so that it meets the needs of people. As you engage with them and you get feedback about the things that they need, you then design what you have to meet what they do. The principle that describes this perfectly is that of design thinking. Design thinking is a powerful way, powerful concept in business, in life generally, that helps people to channel the services or the products or the things that they do to really meet real life issues, people, real life needs of people. One of the best examples of this principle is found in the story of Apple. In 2018, Apple became the first company in the world to hit the 1 trillion market capitalization. Now it's over 2 trillion. And market cap simply means the total number of market value of a company's equity. Okay, so Apple has been a successful company on all grounds. What made it happen? In addition to vision, what made it happen? I see it in two very simple things which I believe I can use to summarize it all. Simplicity of the product and having people in mind. They thought about the needs of people and they built products that were so simple to meet the needs people were engaging in. Think about it. If you're creating an idea that's sounding too complex, hey, you need to think about it a bit more. Engage in some out-of-the-box thinking. How can you test what you do? Share the idea with other people. People, again, it means that community. We're talking about community in the previous episode. Community, our interactions with people, how we leverage or get benefits from the network we find ourselves in, very important. It's going to help your ideas come out great and you create ideas that change the world. So what are practical ways you could use to make your ideas better? One important thing you must be willing to try doing is to write. You may call it journaling. Journal, write. If you're going to have ideas improve, you need to be willing to write them down. You generate ideas on paper and I believe that they expand. The easiest way for your ideas to get better is when you have something written down, which you can critique. As you deeply think on paper, your ideas are easily perceived and you or others could critique them and make them better. It's one of the ways that ideas can improve. I do not think you have an idea until you've written it down. That's my thought. There's no idea until you've written it down. Until you can articulate your thoughts to make them appear appealing to the mind that sees them, your idea is not yet well formed. And in the process of iterating, making your ideas better, no idea is foolish. That's the second thing you must note. Always take note of everything. I encourage you that you consider the ideas of other people, consider your ideas even at the early stage of formation when they look like they don't appear much. You can keep thinking around them and improving them as you go on. Ideas get better once you have something to work with. So nothing is foolish. Everything is raw material for you to get the next idea. This just means that you should always be ready to write down your ideas, always ready. Use the app on your phone, have a notepad with you at every point, because these ideas come. They might not give you heads up. And now, the final point to note in this area is having an open mind. If you are ready to have an open mind, just allow your mind explore. Allow your mind. Remove all the barriers, the boxes, every limitation. Take them off. Just take them off. If you really want things to, if you want to think, remove those things that keep you boxed. Remove boundaries. Remove boundaries. All boundaries, take them out. Take them off. Innovation works where there are no boundaries. Innovation works where there are no boundaries. Ideas get generated where there are no boundaries. And that is a very important thing for you to consider. If you must create great ideas, take boundaries off. Thinking about how to get something done, you start thinking, how do I fund it? You feel incapacitated already. Or you start thinking, how would people in my community accept it? You've not even thought about the idea yet. So take all those limitations off. Think about the greatest possibilities that could happen if you start executing that idea. So that is the few points I wanted to draw our attention to so that we consider ideation or creating ideas from a practical standpoint, and we start implementing it right now. You start implementing it in your business, in your interactions with people, in your workplace, everything, everywhere you need this, even in how you bring your personal ideas to fruition. Start thinking deeply about making them practical. I hope that helped you. Now to Oheji's take. So we've considered a number of things about innovation and the kind of ideas that change the world. And it's very important for us to summarize it in this way. People. Simplicity. Think about how you can make your ideas simple and you make them meet people's needs. Design thinking is a summary of this thought. How would people perceive what you do? Think from their perspective. Personally, I had to learn this through. And I started applying it to my business. I think about how I can offer my legal services to people in the way that it truly meets a need and meets a solution. What really will take off a headache from them. And even in the format I deliver them to, in the usual way that lawyers like to sound fancy, come on, you may not need all of that. Setting lessons like this come to you when you begin to think from the perspective of the receiver, the user of the product or service that you're creating. Keep this in mind as you work on your next idea. Make it simple and make it meet people's real life needs. Thank you very much for joining us for another episode of Made for More with Oheji, in the series where we're considering Made to Innovate, and we'll continue the conversation next time. I really appreciate you joining us on this episode yet again. Please don't forget to follow on all social media platforms. You find me on Instagram and Twitter as @IamOheji. You find @IamOheji. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Made for More with Oheji. Like, share, comment, share with your friends and family. We would really love for this message to reach more people. If you loved what you heard just now, please feel free to share with more people. We'll be really glad if you support us in this way. Thank you very much. And I want to close with wishing all amazing women around the world happy International Women's Day. It was Women's Day a few days ago, International Women's Day. I celebrate you all. We appreciate what you do, the stability you bring to the world. If it's just men, this world would have been gone by now. So you guys do so great in creating innovation, in bringing a lot of change to life and the way we experience life. Thank you very much and have a blissful one. We continue to celebrate how great women are impacting the world. Thank you for joining this episode one more time. Don't forget, my name remains Oheji. See you next time.